It's time for the Monday Waffle, a podcast dedicated to all things West Australian Football League. Your hosts Michael Stamp and Jack Davidson are joined by Tara Carlin, Bonnie Rayner, Chaddy De Hare with expert boundary riding information, analysis of last week's game, forecast of next week's game. Did you get your tips in? Did you get your tips out? What are you planning to do next weekend? If it involves West Australian footy, just make sure you start your week with the Monday Waffle.
Well, round 21 had it all. Close games, a couple of upsets for top four teams, and East Perth blowing away the Demons as they took another step in securing the minor premiership. Hello, I'm Michael Stamp. Thanks for tuning into this week's Monday Waffle podcast. Today we're going to chat to Jared Pickett, one of the rising stars of the AFL. Well, going to be in the AFL next season. He plays for South Fremantle. We'll chat to him a little bit later on. But first, hello to Bonnie Rayner and Katie De Hare.
Hello, Stampy. How are you going?
Yeah, good, thanks, Katie. Girls, it was a tough week of tipping. We said it last week. And
it was shocking. We got gypped.
We did get gypped.
Some upsets, some interesting results.
And Claremont's still alive in the finals.
How are they doing it?
Oh, I don't know.
Pulled through on the last stretch.
Imagine if they had a good start to the season. They'd be up there with Claremont and Subi for sure.
They've tagged teams with the Swans for sure, because Swans are the biggest downward spiral. They peaked too early and Claremont are just peaking now.
Definitely, definitely. All right, let's get into the first game. Claremont and Subiaco. It was Claremont upsetting the Lions by 8 points, 11 goals, 11, 77, to 9 goals, 15, 69 in Jake Murphy's 100th game, Katie.
That's right, yeah. Claremont just really jumping out of the blocks this later half of the season. And as you were saying before, they're technically still a chance to make the finals.
I think they have to win their last two matches by about 110 points each. So it's still a stretch,
well,
but they
stranger things have happened, so they could get there.
Murphy did have a good game. He got 20 disposals, 12 kicks and 8 handballs and 3 inside 50s and a goal. So good game for him, but not as good as Ryan Neates, who racked up 25, or Matthew Davies, who got 28. So a lot of high possession winners there.
And they had quite a few of their regular players out. Anton Hamp. Yeah. Stamper, you were saying, was dropped.
I'll go through them. Here's the outs for Claremont. They had Andrew Foster was rested with a bit of an injury. Matt Ozell and Anton Hamp were dropped. So that's, dropping Anton Hamp, their centre-half forward. Brendan Abbott was rested and Aaron Holt was dropped as well. And they brought in a lot of guys who are about 22 and younger. Kiefer Yu, Jackson Starcevic, he made his debut with 2 goals. Jack Richardson, Sam Fong and Matt Goiter. So bringing so much youth into the team, and they still got the win as well.
They were lucky to hold on. They were ahead by 3 goals at quarter time, and Subiaco came home strong, winning the last quarter by 2 goals. They scored 4 to Claremont's 2, so they were quite lucky to just hold on in the end.
Yeah, and you're exactly right, Bonnie, and Subi are actually the number one final quarter team. So
they
did a lot, and Claremont ranked 4th, so Claremont really did well. Subi's 5-game winning streak is now over, but they're still in 2nd spot on the ladder, about 2 games behind East Perth. So,
and interestingly, sorry, Stampy.
It's okay.
Subiaco had 2 more scoring shots than Claremont. So Claremont were more efficient with the ball, and I think that proved to be the difference, just 8 points in it.
Well, for Subiaco, Reece Waters kicked 3 goals. George Hampson was great again. He got 2.
And someone who didn't kick any goals was Matthew Boland.
Yeah.
0 goals, held really well by young fullback Lockie Davey.
And that's worked against him. That's pushed him down to 2nd on the Bernie Nail account, with Ben Saunders getting 4. So Saunders is now 2 clear of Boland. He's on 49.
That is exciting.
Yeah.
Yes.
So big change there. 4 goals to nothing between Saunders and Boland.
Wow. Alrighty.
Well, we said to Ryan Cook earlier this season, are they going to be kicking
Just feeding it to Benny
Saunders?
Feeding it to him.
They are.
Yeah, really good. And Frank Stockley returned from injury. He had a quiet game, 9 touches and 13 hitouts. But the Lions are still waiting for Lachie Delahunty to return. He'll probably come back in the first week of the finals.
It's the Monday Waffle.
Well, the Swan Districts are guaranteed of playing finals footy in 2014, but they're now on a 3-game losing streak and really need to lift their game if they want to have any influence in the finals. They went down to South Fremantle 115-69, guys. And where are the Swans at?
Well, now they're facing that they have to win this week to secure 3rd spot on the ladder. where a few weeks ago they had it securely in the bag. They were well ahead of East Fremantle. And now if they don't win this week, and they're actually versing East Fremantle this week, so that's a really good time for that game to happen. That's going to be probably game of the round.
Are those two teams going to go as hard as they can, or are they going to hold back a bit and not give away all their secrets or game plan, I guess?
Well, they're going to be versing each other in the next week anyway. So, well, in a few weeks in the finals. So, I reckon they would probably hold back.
Yep, I agree. Definitely. Swans, the week before, they dropped a lot of their players. They pretty much all returned. Bokhorst, Riggio and Jukes and Faulkner. They had good games in the reserves and they came back. But really only Blake Bokhorst and Adam Faulkner had good games. 27
and 29 respectively.
Yeah, and Tim Gapin came back from injury with 23 touches and a goal. So they had their players back, but the Bulldogs are now 3 in a row for the season. And
from a team that was potentially going to be wooden spooners at one stage during the season, to finish off like this, it would be pretty pleasing, I guess, for Hazelby.
Winning their 7th game of the year now, so it's good.
I think Souths have to give a big round of applause to Ashton Hams. 43 disposals. His outstanding 28 kicks.
Had his own ball, Bonnie. He did.
That is extremely... That's more than influential.
As we mentioned just before, Benny Saunders kicking 4 to put him at the leaderboard for the Burnie Nailer. Josh Pullman chipped in with 5 goals. So lots of goal scoring for the Bulldogs. Who are the major possession-winning players, girls?
Anthony Colicker, he got 27 touches. Bairstow, 26. And Verrier, 24. Hayden Schloth as well, 23. So they're racking them up pretty highly. And for Swans, Ryan Davis, he kicked 5 goals and Rogers got 2. And Blaine Bokhurst, 27 disposals. Aaron Alari, 25. And Timmy Gapin, 23.
And also, interestingly there, Ricky Carey, we said he was without a goal this week, but he did get 4 behinds. So he tried to get a goal. That should count as half a goal.
Yeah, he contributed to their inaccurate goal scoring. Swans finishing with 9 goals, 15. And Souths... 18 goals, 7, so that was the story of that game.
It's Monday, so it's the Monday Waffle. Keep listening.
We are now joined by one of the brightest young players in the country playing footy for South Fremantle, whose name's Jared Pickett, playing 3 games this season, and it's actually his birthday today. Happy birthday, Jared.
Thanks for that.
You seem to be South's lucky charm. Your first 3 league games have all been wins. How are the boys feeling coming into the end of the year? I know finals aren't a prospect, but how are you guys feeling?
We're just trying to get good form heading into next year. Just getting a few wins under our belt, and like with the new coach coming in, making him look forward to coming to South. So basically just focusing on this last few games to get most wins we can.
Now, you just said you'll focus on the next few games, but I have to go back to last weekend where you took a screamer down the forward line and kicked the winning goal on the siren. Mate, you're cooler than the other side of the pillow. You are on fire. How was that?
To be honest, I was real quiet for the first 3 quarters, and then I was supposed to come off. So.
Oh, really?
I was on my way off and I was like... The ball's coming in 50, so I decided to stay on and then just went up, for that mark. And when I took it, all the boys were like, I kicked the goal on one of the older boys, Craig White. He was like, Pickett, he's like, Pickett's staying on now. He's like, don't take him off. it was one of the boys called to keep me on, and then I'm getting the mark and kicking it from the pocket. So pretty good moment for me as well.
Yeah, it's great. Now, you are touted as one of the better players in the country. You're invited to the draft combine. What are the plans for the rest of the next few months after this season with the Bulldogs is finished?
Once I finish with league, I'll go to Colts, and then hopefully we make the finals and hopefully play grand final. And then after that, it's just, I think we'll just get into some training with the SNC coach from our state team.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some training heading into the combine and stuff like that. So just get some fitness and just test really well, yeah.
It must have been like a bit of a whirlwind. You've played Colts, reserves and league this season, also with the WA state team. Pretty exciting year for you, hasn't it?
Yeah, we've had a massive year, eh? Like, we even went away with the AIS.
Yeah.
earlier on, we went to Europe for about 2.5-3 weeks. So that was full on. And then as soon as we got back, we got straight into the 18s. And yeah, it's just been full on.
Sounds full on. Jared, whose game do you liken yourself to or compare yourself to?
I think I'm compared most of probably Chris Yaron, I think.
Yep.
Yeah, just I don't know, just the way we run and carry the ball and yeah, just break the lines. And I think when we go on forward line, we're just good goal sense and yeah, know where the goals are. So.
And that's one of your they're one of your best assets for your game, your goal kicking and your pace and throughout the midfield and the forward line, isn't it?
Yeah. So, like on the weekend when we versus Swannies, playing forward line and then like I was in the game, but like I still had heaps of run in my legs, so yeah, they pushed me up on the wing and I provided some run on the wing for us, so it was good.
What about at South? Who's sort of helped your game plan there? Who's helped you to develop some of the older guys there?
So like Ashton Hams, Ryan Cook and Craig White, they're probably the main three that's just like encouraged me to run and stuff like that. And like, say if I did do a run and I might have stuffed it up or something like that, one of the other boys might have a go at me. Then you got Ryan Cook and Hamsy come along the side and they tell them to be quiet and tell them that they like encourage me to keep running and stuff like that. And if I make a mistake, just keep doing it. You know?
And you've got another big game on Friday night playing Subiaco. You must be hoping for your fourth win in a row and keep your winning streak going as well.
Yeah. No, that'll be good. I'm heading into that. It's a night game too, so
yeah,
it'll be my first night game for the year, I think.
Yep. Fantastic. Well, thank you very much for joining us, Jared. We hope to hear good things about you in the future. All the best for the draft camp and all the best for the draft and happy birthday.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Jared. Cheers.
You're listening to the Monday Waffle.
Well, Katie's going to be stoked with this one. East Perth winning by 92 points over the Demons, all but securing the minor premiership for 2014. They're two games ahead of Subi now and a lot of percentage as well. This was top v bottom, Katie.
Yeah, it was a ripping day. It was a great day to be an East Perth supporter. Also got a win in the Colts and Rezzies.
Oh, so. Did you have a couple of frothies after the game
with the boys? No.
And just get around them and just celebrate?
Nah.
No? Okay, well, you must have been pretty happy with Josh Smith, though.
Yeah,
6 goals.
Very accurate this week. Kicked 6 goals, 1. So, had a great day out. Josh?
Stephen Payne with 35 disposals. Fraser with 20. Mm. You had a lot of high ball winners. Craig Wolfe racked up 23 and Adam Carter had 29. So, you must have been happy, Katie.
I was very pleased, yep.
Hey, why wasn't Callum Sinclair playing?
They said general soreness, but I think they might just be resting him a bit, get him nice and fresh for finals, hopefully.
Mm, I think they thought they didn't need him, and in the end, they didn't.
Is it they or we?
Oh, sorry, they. Katie's team didn't need them.
This was East Perth's 12th win in the last 13 games, while for the Perth Demons, 13 matches in a row they've lost. God, that is what
and
the season to end, don't they?
They didn't lose in style. It was a very feral-looking game. 5 reports, only 3 have been listed today and a few more are expected to come up. Perth are just not going down in style.
Well, they've got a positive this week. They've got the bye, so...
Hey, they might get a win.
Yeah, I don't know. Don't
close
count
game.
Them for that one.
Hi, this is Basil Zemplis. Mondays, can't wait for Mondays to come around because you know what that means. Online, there it is, my brand new edition of the Monday Waffle.
Well, Basil will be happy with this win. West Perth winning by 9 points against Peel. 9 goals, 14, 68 to 8, 11, 59. Two teams out of finals contention, but they battled it out in a pretty good game, guys.
They were even at quarter time and at half time, so Peel did well to stay in it, but then it was just the Falcons game and they ran away with it in the end.
Well, the last time these two teams met, Anthony Salikis kicked the winning goal right in the dying stages to snatch a 1-point victory, so Peel really wanted to bounce back and get some revenge on the Falcons, but they just couldn't. Unfortunately, just on Anthony Salikis and Dan Hunt, two premiership players for West Perth, announced their retirement on Friday. Two great stalwarts of the Falcons Footy Club, both playing more than 150 games for the club. And Anthony Salikis will finish his career as West Perth's third largest goal scorer and he's led the goal kicking for the club 5 times in his career. So a pretty good career for him.
Anthony Morabito, he was again outstanding. 26 possessions and a goal. Apness as well. Mm. Is it Apness?
Apness. Yeah, he was really good.
15 disposals and 2 goals, so...
Piu actually lost quite a few players. Well, no, they only lost Michael Walters, a big out, but they regained Garrick Ibbotson, Matt DeBoer, Clancy Pearce and Kepler Bradley into their team. So they had a few good dockers in their team, just couldn't get the win, unfortunately. West Perth had a couple of impressive young guys playing. Luke Meadows kicked 3 goals and Max Alexander kicking 2 goals. For West Perth, a couple of big ball winners. Bonnie?
Yeah, a couple of big numbers. Aaron Black came out with 32 disposals. Braden Antonio got 20. Rowan Kerr, 32. And Shane Nelson with 26.
It's the Monday Waffle!
It was a tricky week for tipping. We all got 2 except for Jack, who only managed to score 1 point, only getting East Perth right because he went with Peel. Now, Katie, your gamble with Claremont paid off.
Well done. Thank you.
Good tip.
Very good tip. Going to tip South Fremantle as well. I might mention that if we listen back on that.
It really bothers me that these gambles keep paying off for you, and you are catching up.
She is, isn't she?
Yeah, you're now on a total of 45. You're only about 5 points behind.
44.
Sorry, 44.
No, you can give me 45. That'll be all right.
Thanks. Can't have you catching us. And also, in big tipping news this week, I have an announcement to make. I have overtaken Jack after his poor performance one.
He's slipped, hasn't
he? He's dropping in form. He's Swan District.
Yeah, he is.
Katie's the Perth.
Check out East Perth at the front.
All right, Michael. We'll see how you go this round before we make that call. Now, coming up, we have a Friday night game this week.
Yeah, you ripper.
It's exciting. We've got South taking on Subiaco at Fremantle Oval.
I'm tipping South there.
Typical.
Yeah,
because you didn't go with them last week and you'll regret.
Yeah,
that could be their 4th win in a row. But no, I can't say it. Subi have to bounce back from their loss to Claremont.
Yeah, coming off a loss, I think they'll be fired up.
Yep, definitely. Next game, Claremont and West Perth at the Showgrounds. Last game there for this season. They'll be going for their 5th win in a row, guys.
I'm going to go with Claremont on this one. At the Showgrounds, they just have some sort of magic. There must be some good ground announcer there.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, they'll be getting... that ground announcer will be getting them up for the game, I'm sure.
Yeah, Claremont, hands down. They'll win.
All right. East Fremantle and Swan Districts at East Fremantle Oval.
Yeah, as we said, preview of the first week of the finals, pretty much. We think that they'll take it easy, both sides. I think East Fremantle, just because Swans are just playing horrible.
They're just on a slipping slide.
They're not going to have any influence on these final series. I can't see them...
They're going to have to reignite the spark somehow, come out firing and prove us wrong. But until they do that, I'm going with East Fremantle.
Yeah, I'm the Sharks as well.
Playing it safe, that's unlike you. Last game of the round, Peel Thunder versus East Perth at Bendigo Bank Stadium. Is this a bit of a no-brainer?
Well, this is Dockers versus Eagles, Katie.
Oh,
and,
don't say that.
No, I shouldn't say that. So the Royals will be travelling down the highway to Mandurah. Just a little fact, players must play 5 games to be eligible for finals. Now, the East Perth Royals, these are some of the names that they could get back for finals. Barring Eagles not playing finals. That's the big question. Scott Lysette, Sam Butler, Jamie Bennell, Callum Sinclair, Pat McGinnity, Josh Hill, Dom Sheed and Simon Tunbridge.
Would you be able to pause for a moment, please, to take a look on the smile at Katie's face?
That is 8 players, first-team Eagle players, that they can get back into their team.
They can win by 92 points. Without those, they're going to win the grand final by 4,000 points.
It's game over, pretty much.
That
isn't
is
it?
Like... Look at that. Imagine if you were taking on that lineup. That's not so
But I just want to mention, East Perth have been very good. Dean Cadwallader, Mitch Howlett, Tommy Shanahan made his debut on Saturday. So all the East Perth boys have been very good.
Will East Perth bring those players back into their team? Do you reckon?
Not all of them, no. I mean, there'll be players who go in for season
say,
injury.
They take Lysette, surely.
Yeah, so ready? Let's go through the list. They'll take Lysette.
I don't know. I'm not the football department.
I'll go with you, Sam. Yep, they'll take Lysette. They'd be mad not to have that tall forward.
Butler?
That's a question mark.
Bennell?
Yeah, they'll take Bennell.
Sinclair?
Yep, Sinclair.
McGinnity?
Yeah, for sure.
Hill?
Yep.
Sheed?
Yep.
Tunbridge?
Yep.
Game over, Katie. I think what I'm trying to get at is East Perth are going to be too dominant, and they're going to kill the Thunder this weekend.
Okay, so I'm assuming you're not going with Peel for this tip. All right, That's so true. We've all gone with East Perth. So we're looking at a bit of a no-brainer round, so hopefully we're not proved wrong. We'll see next Monday, though.
That's it for this week's edition of Round 21 of the Monday Waffle. We'll catch you next week for Round 22.
Keep kicking goals.